AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Her manager says Tina Turner has died in Switzerland after a long illness. She was 83. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Tina Turner's life was a roller coaster. Hit songs in the 1960s, leaving an abusive marriage, becoming a superstar in her 40s, and having her life turned into a hit movie. She recorded songs like Proud Mary, Nutbush City Limits, and River Deep Mountain High with her ex-husband Ike Turner. Turner's first solo album flopped. Then she released Private Dancer and her career was bigger than ever. Angela Bassett played her in the film What's Love Got to Do with It? Turner said in a 1993 AP interview she instructed Bassett that the dancing should be energetic, not raunchy.
She appreciated that as well because she was a few times going to the front. No, not from the front, always to the side.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
On the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde school shooting in Texas, President Biden says it's a tough day for families of the victims.
Standing there in Uvalde, Jill and I couldn't help but think that too many schools, too many everyday places have become killing fields in communities all across every part of America. And in each place, we hear the same message. Do something. For God's sake, please do something.
The president says there needs to be a ban on assault weapons. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 255 points. Talks continue to try to raise the nation's debt limit to avoid a default. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it could happen soon.
We no longer see very much likelihood that our resources will enable us to get to the middle or end of June.
Yellen was at a Wall Street Journal CEO summit. A Republican-led investigation accuses Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton of committing multiple crimes in office, including felonies. Paxton says it's false. This is AP News. There is now a sustainable option in the afterlife.
A Dutch company is now growing coffins by putting mycelium, the root structure of mushrooms, together with hemp fiber in a special mold that in a week turns into what could basically be compared to the looks of an unpainted Egyptian sarcophagus. And while traditional wooden coffins come from trees that can take decades to grow and years to break down in the soil, the mushroom versions biodegrade and delivers the remains to nature in barely a month and a half. With climate consciousness and a special care for nature a focal point in ever more lives, the novel initiative may offer a solution for those wanting to live the full circle of life and then some. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Danish painters in the 19th century may have turned to an unusual source for supplies. Researchers examined paintings from the Danish Golden Age and found traces of yeast and grains, suggesting painters were turning to byproducts from local breweries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,